We're doing the Roshot Ranwan, page Kufnun Dalit in the Machon Shalem edition, page Shinun Hei in the Mosadar of Cook edition. And the Ran has discussed many different aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer. The Ran discussed the great vision of prophecy and the great warnings, where Hashem says, be so careful, you did not see any picture. There was nothing physical you can attribute to me in that great vision of prophecy you've all seen. Do not try to attribute to me any physical form. And that's why the Navi reiterates, you heard a voice, you saw prophecy, you did not see a form. So don't give me a form. And with this approach, with this angle, anu omrim b'tvilotenu b'bracha shlishit shel Shmona Esrei, we say in the third blessing of Shmona Esrei, Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh. You are holy, your name is holy. Kmo she'amar Ba'al HaKuzari, as Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari writes, Ki mipnei she'amarnu tchila shu mashiv ruach u'morid ha'geshem v'rofeh cholim u'matir asurim, being that in the previous prayer, we said Hashem makes the wind blow, Hashem makes the rain come down, Hashem cures the sick, Hashem frees those in bondage. So that a person shouldn't think, oh yeah, sure, Hashem is physical, he deals with physical things. That's why we right away say, even though yes, Hashem affects all of this, he is nonetheless separate and elevated from the concepts of the physical. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, careful, careful lest you attribute to Hashem physical attributes. And then Moshe reiterates it and says, be so careful, watch your souls. You never saw a picture, Hashem says. You never saw a physical form. Because you could be really destructive if you start attributing physical form to Hashem. And when you look at these two verses, it's not so clear the connection. On the one hand, it says, "Yishamru moda nafshotechem." Watch your souls diligently. Shimeyot sheratzah Hashem itbach leashir zicharon ha'mamad ha'nechbad ahu. On the one hand, Hashem says, "I want there to remain a remembrance of the great stance at Sinai." In kol ze lo ratzal chadesh ve'livroshum tmuna. Nonetheless, Hashem says, "I'm not giving you a picture." Usually, you want to remember something. You take a picture. You draw a picture. You have something. What do we have from Sinai? We come to Shavuos. What do? We learn Torah. But we don't, there's nothing here that you say, ah, here I have a picture. This is what happened. The truth is that when we envision something, we have a much easier time connecting to it than when we hear it. That's one of the hardships of prayer. That's one of the hardships of speaking about the Ribon Shel Olam. What does he look like? You know, the old joke the atheist says. You say you believe in God. What does it taste like? so if you don't have something physical, it's much harder to connect. We definitely connect better to what we see than what we hear. Ukmo shechidesh kol nivraf al pi sheniglau mora la gashmut velo nimna bishvil ze. So on the one hand, Hashem invents a voice that's heard. So if they heard a voice, so that's physical. And that Hashem was willing to do. So then why didn't Hashem give us a picture? That would have been much easier for us to see. Now, the Ran just said a huge chidush. He says it in passing. But what the Ran just said, really we should spend a month studying this one line in the Ran. Because ordinarily we assume that prophecy is not heard by the physical ear. If they were all standing at Sinai seeing a prophetic vision, did they hear it with their ears? Does Moshe Rabbeinu hear God with his ears? The Rambam says no. The Rambam says every prophetic vision is seen by the soul. The soul experiences prophecy. A deaf person could also see prophecy. So you don't hear it with your ears. The Ran just said they did. That's why Rashi seemingly says the same thing, because the verse says, "V'kol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot." Everyone saw the sounds. So Rashi says, you can't see sound. Ah, it was something extraordinary at Sinai. So I always wondered about Rashi. Of course you can't see sound. That's because it's sound you hear with your physical ear. But at Sinai they were having prophecies. If they're having prophecy, anything could happen. You could see angels with how many faces? What? 16 different faces, right? Okay, right? That's what we saw yesterday in Yechezkel. So back to, so if Hashem creates a sound that's audible, so it's a big chiddush that the Ran says, that the sound was audible. So then why didn't Hashem give them a vision they could see? Moshe Rabbeinu approaches God. What does it say? Moshe nigash el ha'arafel. Moshe approached the mist. Asher sham Elokim. That's where Hashem is. Yeah? Nehorai ma'ashere. It says, by Hashem there's light. What does that mean, Moshe approaches the fog? You think you have clarity? You know what Hashem looks like? Aval nimna mizeh, Hashem did not agree to do that, to give us a picture, pentashchitun, lest we destroy. If we would have seen a picture at Sinai, that would have been destructive for us.
Right?
Yes?
How do we reconcile with this with the idea that everything is a expression of Hashem, that Hashem is not, it's always separate, it's not separate. Everything.